What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy Moore.
Hello.
So we just continue on because obviously this is a huge topic, is what's happened in West North Carolina. And it's kind of like what we're trying to look at is, what I'm trying to say, it's just like the main thing I'm thinking about in my mind. I mean, you're thinking about these poor people in our state, in our community. Now I've been there. I went to Black Mountain on Sunday. My friend since second grade, my roommate at NC State, he is in Black Mountain. Practically Montree. So I've been through there many times. I never realized that, you know, Montree to me basically is Black Mountain. You go through this little archway and you're in Black Mountain, and then you go through like a rock archway and you're in Montree. So it's really the same place. And I've now seen the devastation firsthand, and me also knowing that wasn't necessarily the worst place. This is not over in Lake Lure or Chimney Rock. Montree is in
Asheville.
So it's the same proximity. You're all there on the east side of Asheville. I went there Sunday. He just got his power back on that Saturday, I do believe, and he's got no water. And you think about how important water is. It's until you don't have it, you don't realize what's involved. They cannot take a shower. They can't get a drink of water. They can't flush a toilet. They can't cook.
Clean.
Well, who cares about clean at this point? I mean, they really can't do anything without water. So they're sitting there. And we went through the town of Black Mountain and also up to Montree. A lot of the bridge, there's a creek there. I believe it's called Flat Creek, and it became a river. And I saw firsthand about where the water is coming down the valley. And I'm looking at cars out in the middle of the field that have been washed away. I'm looking at a mobile home where it's washed into the creek. The end of the mobile home is gone. And I'm looking into somebody's bedroom. I'm seeing a dresser. I'm seeing a bed. But it's right there, opened up to the whole world, where you can just look into the side of the mobile home, and it's gone. We went down to a creek, and we had several of my friends there. And we had one of the things you like having a disaster is a bucket. We had buckets, which was nice. And so we're making a line going from the creek. We're handing it from person to person with a bucket of water. And we're filling up a trash can where you can go in there and you can get a bucket of water out of the trash can, take it in and put it in the back of the toilet, and now you can flush the toilet. That's how he's been able to use facilities.
Surviving.
Yeah. He and his wife had to go to the creek to take a bath. I mean, so I'm not sure how long it's getting colder now. And the community up there, you really felt the sense of community that was there. There were people there in Black Mountain. There were churches. I saw the Presbyterian Church. I saw the Baptist Church. They've got in their parking lot relief supplies, which is water, things that you would need. But think about your water needs as a household. Even though you've got water, you know, a bottle of water, that's not going to last that long. I mean, you go through water pretty fast. I was able to go to Lowe's, and I bought a pickup truck full of water, and I took it out there and gave some to my friend. He's cooking on his front porch with a gas stove. That's how he made egg sandwiches. I thought I hadn't brought, I don't eat eggs, I'm weird, I know. but I took me a loaf of bread and a peanut butter and jelly. I made peanut butter and jelly sandwiches while I was there. That's what we had for lunch. And we just kind of, we rode around, people were walking the street. We had to rescue a guy that was on a walker that was trying to go somewhere. We give him a ride. And it, you know, I've seen the devastation now, and you really can't get your mind around it until you go and see what it's really like. And me knowing that was even the worst place. I mean, right. They've got power in Black Mountain, but it was very upsetting.
Well, I feel like probably most of these people feel very cut off from the world, or, you know, their families and their jobs and everything like that. They're cut off, and they feel like, you know, they're needing help. And I feel like now that we have a national disaster that's happened just now in Florida, and they've been affected, it could take some of that aid from there down to Florida. Mm-hmm. So praying that we can still continue to help these folks that need it. When it comes to insurance, I mean, flood's not covered unless you have a separate flood policy. So that's a huge thing for people.
Kathy, most of this stuff is not going to be covered. Yeah, I'm going to say 95% of this is not covered.
I mean, the cars would be covered if they have comprehensive, which right. is, you know.
So my friend, one thing I was going to say before I lost my train of thought here is that all I could hear was chainsaws.
Yeah.
I mean, we're out there and you just hear chainsaws in the background. People are sawing things.
Well, you need to get gas. It's hard. I mean, gas is
yeah. So this was kind of a shock. And I came back feeling differently before I left. Mm-hmm. It's, you see this firsthand, and it really makes you feel. It's just kind of a wake up call when you see it.
Right.
So my friend's building a house, and we had him what's called a builder's risk policy. Man, he's making a really nice place up there. It's above the college at Montreat, and there's a he was able to cut out some limbs from the neighbors. He's going to have a fantastic view. He's building a tri-level house, like you would say. It's going to have three levels. And I had him a builder's risk policy. There was no damage because
he
didn't have any type of flood where he was at, or wind or trees on his house, whatnot, on this project. But he did have. He had stored all of his personal belongings in a storage facility, and it's gone. The whole facility is filled with mud. He's gone in there. He had to like break into the storage facility to try to see if he could salvage. He's happy if he could find a Christmas ornament. He's happy to find a picture of one of his kids. He has lost all of his possessions that were in that storage facility. And, you know, it's very, he doesn't really care about tables and chairs and couches, but, you know, he's lost things that his kids had when they were young. And he knows that he's fortunate because people have lost their lives. Right. The death count is climbing over there.
And it's going to continue to climb.
I saw pictures that he'd made around the storage facility. There are tractor trailers that are upside down that were flooded. Presumably there were people sometimes in those tractor trailers that were parked for the night or whatever, try to be out of the storm. I mean, it's just bad. It's really, really, really bad. And, you know, we're hearing it firsthand, and I've seen it firsthand. Our church is stepping up. They're mm-hmm. going to a town called Spruce Pine, North Carolina. We go to First Free Will Baptist Church in Hazeville, and there's a relief effort that's being spearheaded over there. I'm hoping to go out maybe on a work team sometime and just go to Spruce Pine myself. But if you can donate money or time or
just pray.
Resources, prayers, that these people are really hurting. So circling back to insurance, you know, it's going to be a shock, and it's going to be also the second punch in the gut is when people think they may have coverage and they don't.
Right.
What we're finding out is a lot of people think that your policy is going to cover flood. And the reality is, unless you've bought flood coverage through the National Flood Insurance Program, you have no coverage. And I think less than 1% of these properties are going to have any type of coverage.
Right.
And including my friend, you know, he lost everything. There is no coverage. I was able to help him on a couple items he had. They had what's called scheduled, which is itemized on his policy. I'm going to give him some coverage there on some personal belongings that he had scheduled. It's going to cover the flood. It's going to be covered for that. But it's just sparse. I mean, people are going to be out, and agents are going to be in trouble because they'll get those phone calls. People assume that they've got flood coverage because I've got homeowners policy. I'm covered for hurricanes. And they're going to find out the reality is that they don't.
Well, I mean, you're covered for wind And if a tree falls on your house or on a structure, there are things that are covered based off of that. But if it's water and it's flood water, that's where we have an issue.
That's where you have to have the National Flood Insurance Program. Okay, so I guess it's a somber show, and everybody's upset, and everybody's, you know, it's just a shock to see this, and it's a tragedy. We can do what we can do with insurance, but it only goes so far.
Right.
And I would think that, you know, being an insurance agent can be sort of a ministry to people. I mean, you're hoping to bless people with having coverage when you need it, but unfortunately in these cases here, people are going to find out they don't have coverage.
Yeah.
And so we'll be back to talk about this more after the show. My name is Mark Moore with my wife Kathy, and we are on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we want to let you know where we're located. We have 5 locations. 3 of them are called More Insurance Services, Inc., and we're located in Blairsville, Georgia, across from Home Depot and next to the post office. We're right there in the South State Bank building. We are not part of the bank, but we're in a separate wing, so come and see us there in Blairsville for your insurance needs. We also have another location located in Hiawassee, Georgia at 150 South Main Street, Suite C. It's in the Town Trace building there, the red brick building next to the hospital. You can come by and see us there as well. We'll help you there. And our last location, which is our main hub, which is in Hayesville, North Carolina, located at 157 Highway 64 West in Hayesville, North Carolina. We're right next to United Community Bank. Come by and see us there to help you with all that your insurance needs you need there. Also, another location that we have is called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance, and it's located in Murphy, North Carolina. It's right past So Good's Restaurant and Arby's there on the main drag there on 64. Come by and see us there as well. And then our last location is located in Blue Ridge, Georgia. It's called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's also a division of More Insurance. We are located between United Community Bank and Burger King. So come by and see us there for your insurance needs there. You can also check out all these podcasts on our site at www.more-insurance.com. Of course, like us on Facebook. You can also, on our website, you can request a quote. We'd love to help you with your insurance.
Okay. So today we're talking about, you know, Hurricane Helene again. I've been there now. I went to Black Mountain. I went to Montreat, and I've seen the devastation is there, and also knowing that's not even the worst place.
Right.
So it's coming back.
It's going to take years probably.
Yeah,
to get
I went
back.
There. You come back almost like a different person, so to speak. I mean, you see what's happened. You know, one of my good friends in second grade is going through this. I mean, thank God he's okay, but he's lost all of his worldly possessions. He's lost for the most part that he had in the storage unit. It's very eye-opening, it's sobering, it's upsetting. All those thoughts coming to you. And it could have been us here in Hayesville, in Hiawassee, Blue Ridge, Blairsville, Murphy. So the next shock is that, you know, people do not have flood insurance. So we're going to talk about what's not covered. We know that if you have a building, where it be a home, where it be a commercial building, you're going to have to purchase flood insurance to the government under the National Flood Insurance Program, where you're not going to have coverage. Now, there are things in a hurricane situation that are going to be covered. One other thing I did talk to my friends last night is he works in the wholesale hardware business, which he sells building supplies to buildings, I guess, dealers or whatever you call it, hardware stores. He said he's got 2 hardware stores that are his customers that are just gone. And I bet you they didn't have a lick of insurance on either one of them. I do believe that one of them he thought was maybe they've lost maybe $3 million of lumber. And it's just gone. So that would have to be purchased through the National Flood Insurance Program, or you'd have no coverage. And I bet you they didn't have any. Now, what we may find coverage on is if you have a vehicle, that's not the case. If you have what's called comprehensive coverage, or sometimes we call it other than collision, flood is covered. So if your car is parked and it washes down the river, that would be covered if you have comprehensive. Also, a tree falling on your house and blowing into your house, even though it was maybe from, I don't know, loose soil, whatever, you know, wind blowing over a tree into your house is going to be typically a covered law. I can't think of any way.
Fire.
Well, let me retract that a little bit. There are some, okay, if we're in Florida, they don't give you that coverage automatically. You have to buy a separate policy for wind storm. Mm-hmm. So assuming that you have that coverage, that's going to be covered. Mm-hmm. Homeowners insurance in our area, we don't really see a situation where they exclude windstorm or hail. So that's going to be normally covered. Mm-hmm. If you know, a tree fall in your house, a tree fall in your yard, it's got to hit a structured, got to hit an insured structure, or there is no coverage for that. So if a tree falls out in the woods or in your yard and doesn't hit your house, then that's not going to be covered. It has to hit your actual home, I guess, or insured structure. So another wrinkle, my friend did have some coverage for some scheduled personal belongings that he had. Everything was flooded. He had some itemized jewelry on the policy that's now destroyed or it can't be found. It's in, you know, 5 feet of mud, can't be recovered. We filed a claim. He'll be getting paid for that claim as well. So I don't know, Kathy. I just, like I said, I've come back with a different mindset after being out there and seeing it. And, you know, insurance does play into this because most people are going to be uninsured, unfortunately.
Right.
So.
Well, when it comes to mobile homes, there are some carriers that do cover flood on mobile homes, but not all carriers
do. That could be a bright spot.
That could be for some.
And the reason why
is
that's a different form. It's called an inland marine form that some companies write that does include flood. Years ago, I heard of an agency, and actually this happened in Asheville. There was a flood on the French Broad maybe up to 15 years ago. And what happened was the agent had moved the account over from a mobile home insurance policy, and it qualified for a homeowner's insurance policy.
Right.
And they quote, saved the customer money. Well, the mobile home flooded, and it actually traveled down the French Broad River and was now resting on somebody else's property. The agent didn't realize that when they made the change over, that the mobile home policy that they had included flood.
Right.
The new homeowner's policy that was cheaper, that saved them money, actually didn't have flood. And he just didn't think about that when he ended up getting sued over this situation. And that was a shame because they just missed it.
Now, there is differences between the different states, between North Carolina and Georgia. We have seen different carriers in North Carolina with mobile homes that would cover that. And then the Georgia does not. Same company, same carrier, just different states. The most important thing, again, and we can, you know, encourage you guys, is to definitely reach out to your insurance agent, whoever that may be. Ask them questions. Verify that you're covered. If you're not covered for, you know, flood, you can request a quote. We do flood insurance. We do it mostly for people that are on the rivers or on the lake, or their mortgage company requires it. But we have, again, and I think we mentioned the last segment that, you know, we have seen subdivisions in different places that we were not involved with, but the whole subdivision has actually, you know, slid off the side of the mountain. So, again, you know, I'm not sure how you can be prepared for all these different circumstances like Asheville. I mean, it didn't seem like they were prepared for all this, but I do feel like this is a good type to contact your agent and discuss and go over your assets that you have.
So I read a report. I looked at one of our company reports yesterday. I don't have the exact numbers here in front of me, but one company, we insure somewhere around 3,500 houses with this one company. Mm-hmm. Guess how many flood policies we have, Kathy, on those people?
Out of those?
Yeah.
Just that one carrier?
Yep.
Probably 20.
Holy, how'd you know that?
Seriously?
Well, we had 19.
Huh.
So out of those houses,
Only
19 houses have flood insurance. Mm-hmm. Why do they have it? Probably because their lender made them get it.
Or they're on one of the creeks or that can actually, or near the dam or whatever, you know,
that's well, another. Of course, the dam could theoretically break, but Lake Lure almost broke.
Yeah, that was scary.
But, you know, the ones I worry about is like on a river or a flood area.
Right.
But really, what we find out is most people do not buy it.
Right.
And they only buy it if their lender requires them to have it.
Right.
So that's the problem. We're trying to make it more awareness about this.
Get it out there.
It's not a big deal until something like this happens. And then after it happens, it's going to become a huge deal.
I just think people, if that, it only applies to Florida. It's not applicable up here, but it is something that can happen. Applicable. So.
Yeah. Okay. So we're winding down to our show. You know, I'm sure we've had this subject before, why we have it again. But we are trying to get the word out about flood is not covered on your homeowner's policy. And we will be talking next week. My name is Mark Moore. We're on WGRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.